هون لگل اس بی اس کردینه ل sbs.com.au/kurdish چی روکن هیجا ببینن.
Haji Gundor is a young Yazidi who has arrived in Australia in 2017 with his parents and siblings. Haji Gundor, welcome to SBS Kurdish. As we mentioned in the introduction, a couple of days ago was the Ezi celebration, a special celebration after fasting for 3 days in December. This celebration takes place. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself first and then the celebration, please?
My name is Haji Gundor and I came from northern Iraq, from a place called Shaykhan. I left Iraq in 2014 with my family. The reason that I left my country because ISIS was attacking my country and my land. Especially they was killing large number of my community and they was killing all type of religions. And we left at that moment to Cape to safe area. We went to Turkey to asking for human rights organization to understand our situation. Then after 3 years of waiting for human rights organization, we arrived to Australia and we started a new life in Wagga Wagga, and it is a really peaceful country and especially people are really wonderful.
Haji, how are you settling in Wagga Wagga now?
It is great. All people who I meet them are really great, especially teachers and our new family.
As we mentioned, there was a special celebration for the Yazidi community. Can you tell us about that celebration, please?
The celebration is Eid al-Rojin Ezi, which is the Yazidi fasting 3 days. And we do fasting 3 days for celebration. And people have three to choose more than three days. So I have fasted for 5 days. And this fasting celebration has been into our life since our Prophet has told us over 1,000 years.
In the celebrations, you had a special guest there, Deputy Prime Minister Mr. Michael McCormack. Why did he attend the celebration?
Last year, I have met him and he was very happy to come because I have invited him to come our celebration. And last year when he came, the celebration was smaller than this year and it was in a different place. And this year when he came, it was in a different place and the hall, it was bigger than last year. But we are sure that we will make another biggest one next year, because as he saw, he told us that next year it should be bigger than a different one. And he said, Wagga Wagga is your home now.
So what was Mr. McCormack's message to the Yazidi community?
He was so happy when he came and met me at that moment. And he told them that Wagga Wagga is their home and we will be proud that the government of Australia help Yazidi people.
How is the Yazidi community settling in Wagga Wagga? What is the main problem or no problems? You know, language or work? What is the problem?
Facing language and also to begin a new life is hard because you need to understand the culture, traditional language, the way that life works in Australia, the weather, everything. You need to know everything. You need to understand the Australian culture to live there. And I would like to thank the Australian government that support our people and any refugee who arrived to Australia. And also I spoke to the Deputy Prime Minister and to my community that we need to support this government and to stop the bushfire. And we are already praying for God to stop the fire around Australia and anywhere around the world.
Haji Gundor, thank you for talking to us on SBS Kurdish and all the best for the future.
Thank you very much. Have a great afternoon and thanks for letting me to speak this afternoon.
Like بكا
پاره و بکا تیبنی آخوا بنفسینا SBS کردی لسر فیسبوک بشو بینا.